Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
7:45, quarter till 8. Rain overnight tonight. The city's not said anything about parking on neutral grounds, but I would think at some point they're going to send out a text allowing it. Hopefully they'll do that before it rains, because the heaviest of the rain is expected overnight and a cold front comes through. We've been talking about the special session, but we've talked about a whole lot of different components of it. Not so much the politics. We're going to address that now with Pearson Cross, our friend, professor of political science at ULM. How are you, Pearson?
I'm doing well, and you?
I'm okay, sir. Thanks for taking the time with us. I got a text yesterday from some people, and it showed me they were here in the committee yesterday, the film credits part of it about the in the Senate about the governor's tax plan, and a lot of red cards were filed. And for people that don't know the process, explain what that means, please, and what that could indicate.
Well, it just means that people have serious reservations about a particular legislation, and they want to have some input on it, so you're not getting a green light on it. Obviously, film credits are something that incite strong emotions on both sides of the aisle.
I just wanted to talk about, for people that don't know, the process in a legislator with the cards. You got to file a card if you want to testify against it. Is that the way it works?
Yeah, that's the way it works. So typically when a bill is coming up, and anybody can weigh in, I mean, the legislature has a transparency thing. So basically, if you, in any area, frankly, so when the committee's meeting, if you want to file, if you want to go in and protest against something or offer your viewpoint or whatever, you would file a green or a red card. I believe the green cards are for proponents and the red cards are for those people who object to it. And then they schedule time. So everybody gets some time to, you know, a short amount of time to give their opinion.
So let's talk about the politics of the special session so far and your observations.
Well, what I find very interesting is that, as usual in Louisiana, everybody's for tax cuts. You know, we all love it when we're paying less money. Generally speaking, the parameters of the governor's tax proposals are accepted or liked by most people. But the problem, of course, then comes in how do you pay for it and what do you cut if you don't have that revenue? So what we're seeing is a green light on the cutting taxes side and some real bumps on the raising revenue side, which needs to accompany that, because income tax provides a huge amount of the state general fund. And without that, you can't run all these state enterprises, including higher education and health care.
When it comes to here's what I was concerned with, Pearson. The idea was to do away with all the special carve-outs, right? And to make it more sensible. But as soon as you try to do that, the people that are the beneficiaries of the special carve-outs, they're not going to like it. They're going to want to protect their turf. So then you might wind up with a different type of carve-out, but still something as convoluted as it was before. I don't know how you keep score of this. I've been trying to follow inventory tax, et cetera, et cetera. You understand what I'm saying? Because this is extremely complicated stuff. What are you seeing?
House Bill 9, you know, by Neil Reiser, who's in my area, would expand the sales tax to 48 different services, you know, and all kinds of things like hair cutting and lawn service and just about everything that you can think of. And so they're sweeping, you know, to cover this much revenue that's going to be missing, they're reaching out to really tons of services. But As of right now, 23 of the 48 items initially offered have been cut out of the bill. So what you see is in each of these areas, they have a very motivated pool of people who are basically saying, no, not in my area. You know, don't tax my area. This is going to hurt. And so you get legislators responding to their constituents saying, well, wait a minute, we can't do this to them and we can't do this to them. And so House Bill 9 is essentially dead in its current form.
Which means what as far as the special session goes?
Well, you know, the special sessions, you know, Landry may have to settle for half a loaf, you know. So if you end up not replacing the amount of income tax that you lose through the tightening of the rates, you know, current rates are 1.85, 3.5, and 4.25, depending on how much money you make. If you don't get all that money covered, then you end up having to get a smaller bite of the income tax thing. So you can't do the reform you wanted to do because you can't pay for it. And I don't think anybody wants to go back to the Jindal era where there were these huge slashes to state enterprises. I mean, everybody likes the idea of, oh, we're going to have a smaller government, but if it means you're going to shut down a big part of the government, that's when people start to cry out and go, wait a minute, we depend on those services.
Let me go. We'll take a break and we'll come back. I want to go back to the beginning of this because it seems like the easiest thing in the world would be to just, I don't understand the politics of the sales tax thing. I really don't, because you remember they had a hell of a fight to get it to 0.045 after the penny rolled off. It was, I think, three sessions, was it? It was crazy, the three special sessions, whatever they had. I just don't understand the politics of why they just wouldn't have stuck with the penny and let it go. Who would be against it? But you can walk us through it. We come back. We're talking to our friend Pearson Cross, professor of political science at ULM. That, to me, seems to be the easiest solution to all of this and the most politically palatable, but apparently not. 751, 9 till 8, traffic now, WWL. 7:57, 3 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Somebody texted in and said, instead of trying to find additional revenue sources, why don't they just cut some of this stupid spending? Pearson Cross, WWL, I beg your pardon, professor of political science at ULM. I think sometimes people don't realize, and I'm not saying there's no government spending that can be cut, but inflation hits government spending just like everything else, right?
Absolutely, and dollars don't go as far. And, you know, if you look around your personal budget, you say, well, you know, I need more money every year just to stay in place, and it's the same thing for governmental enterprises.
So it seems to me, and I'm just a guy from the West Bank, right, but it seems to me that, you know, you had the penny sales tax. Instead of just letting it stay, then they had the big fight over it, and then they had three sessions, I think it was, to get it to 0.45 on each dollar. I don't get it, Pearson. It would seem to me the most, the easiest, most political, politically practical, I don't know, thing to do would be to just have left it at a cent. Tell me about the politics of sales taxes.
Well, the politics is that sales tax is the tax that people like the most, generally speaking, because they think, well, it hits everybody. So it's a tax that the public broadly supports. But on the other hand, it's running up against, you know, people who are the real hardcore conservatives who are basically saying, no, we don't want taxes. Taxes support government. Government's too big. We want to cut taxes. So the Brett Guymans of the world and the Blake Magezes are saying, no, we need to cut this. So although it would be very simple for them to just say, oh, well, look, let's just raise Louisiana sales tax to 5% from where it is now at 4.45 and solve our problems. And then we can make all these changes that Governor Landry wants. You have a number of people on the other side going, no, no, no. In addition, you have all the good government people saying, wait a minute, sales tax taxes are regressive. They hit poor people harder than rich people, so we shouldn't do that.
If they had it to do all over again, do you think everybody would have just kept that penny on there?
You know, I think so. This is, we're an anti-tax state, you know, but that penny seemed to provide a lot. But of course, the argument against that is if you keep the penny on there, then government expands to spend it.
Mm-hmm. Good point. Thank you. I appreciate your time. Pearson Cross, as always, professor of political science at ULM. We come back, we'll talk to Greg Upton about LSU's Center for Energy Studies, the future of oil exploration in the United States.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.